discuss the expressions of their practice. She finds out how they found their artistic voice, which life events shaped them, and who their inspirations are. Find new episodes on Digital Agnes, CFRC's website, and on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe now and join us for moving and inspiring conversations.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
He won't bother you. He's a busy man. He's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. And last week we wrapped up our three-part series on jazz from Carnegie Hall. We had a few leftovers I didn't quite air, and rather than pad it out, I will get those into a future show somehow, or several future shows. But today we have something quite different and very special. It's going to be all Canadian content, and in fact, it's going to be all Canadian content of one Canadian musician, and that is the great Holly Cole. Holly Cole has been one of my favorite musicians, both solo and with her famous Holly Cole Trio, going back to the early 1990s. And I probably own every single album she has ever made, and managed to have an opportunity to sit down with her for lunch in 2014 when she received an honorary degree from Queen's University. Well, Holly has done a lot of stuff in the 10 or 11 years since then, and has just released a brand new album, and I got a chance to interview her just last week, and we're going to listen to that interview along with several cuts from the brand new album. Before we do that, however, I'm going to go back to one of my favorite Holly albums, which is her all Tom Waits album from the mid-90s called Temptation, and we will listen to a track from that called Little Boy Blue, and I'll be right back after that with the first part of the interview with Holly Cole.
Blue, come and blow your horn. Dish ran away with the spoon. Home again, Saturday morn. He never gets up before noon. She used to render you legal and tender, and you used to send her your promises, boy. A deal or a dollar, unbutton your collar. Come out and holler out all of your noise. Little boy blue, come and blow your top. Cut her right down to the quick. Don't sit home and cry on the 4th of July. Around now you're hitting the bricks. Abracadabra, now she disappears. Everything's Canada Dry. Watch your behavior and rattle your cage. The body goodbye. Little boy blue, lost little Bo Peep. She fell through a hole in the nest. And ain't it peculiar that she's finally cooled your big wheels just like all of the rest? Whatever arranged, the umbrellas complain. They always get played for a chump. Some I couldn't strike it, she's history now. You're hanging out of the pump. Little boy blue, come and blow your home. The dish ran away with a spoon. Home again Saturday morning. You never gets up before noon. She used to render you legal and tender when you used to send her your promises, boy. A dealer, a dollar, unbutton your collar. Come out and holler out all your noise. And you'll
Holly Cole with Tom Waits' up-tempo Little Boy Blue, and that is from Holly's 1995 album, which was all Tom Waits material, and the album was called Temptation. And we're going to hear a lot more Holly today, but some of her newer stuff, particularly from her new album Dark Moon, that was just released about a week and a half ago. And before we get to that, though, I'm going to play in its entirety an interview I did with Holly, Dr. Cole, with her honorary degree from Queens, just about a week ago. And let's give that a listen, after which I will be back with more music here on Dark Glasses on CFRC. But right now, here's my interview from a week ago with musician, vocalist, Holly Cole. Well, as I promised listeners today, we have a special treat. Occasionally on this program, we do interviews with jazz musicians about their work and often about their new albums, if they have albums coming out, or if they're coming to town to give a show. And I'll be talking very shortly to an artist who isn't immediately coming to town, so far as I know, but maybe so, but certainly has been to town before, and that is one of Canada's leading jazz vocalists, and that is Holly Cole. Now, Holly Cole is no stranger to this program. In the time that I've been running Dark Glasses since 2012, I have put Holly's music on numerous times, and I had the great pleasure of hosting her to lunch in the summer of 2014 when Queen's University presented her with a richly deserved honorary degree, at which she not only spoke but actually sang in accepting her honorary degree. And Holly has a brand new album out, and we're going to be talking to her about that. So welcome to Dark Glasses, Holly Cole.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Thank you. So I've lost count of the number of albums you've released since I think your debut came out in 1990 with the Holly Cole Trio. How many is Dark Moon?
This is number 13.
Number 13. And yeah. Some of those have been solo. Some of those have been with the trio.
That's right.
And what made you pick the material that you did for this new album?
Well, I'll tell you what. This album is kind of my dream team, and so in terms of the musicians on it, so I could pick from anywhere, and so I picked a bunch of songs that were songs I've wanted to do for a long time, and some of them were newer ones which I just discovered, but I wanted for this record, I strongly wanted to represent the spirit of spontaneity, and not just in terms of improvising on solos and stuff, but actually spontaneously coming up with arrangements in the studio. So we really under rehearsed on purpose, and then I just said, okay. When I have utmost faith in these people, and rightly so, because they're fantastic. And I said, you just have to follow me, and whatever it's kind of going to be, I'm going to be writing it as we go, the arrangement. So that's unusual for me, because usually I like to really do a lot of arranging. So anyway, we went in and we really just experimented a lot, and what you hear on the record, which I'm really very happy about, is you hear like the moment at which the light turns on for us, the moment at which we kind of discover the essence of this song is for us. And I love the sound of that, so I'm happy.
Well, it's a lovely album. I gave it a listen yesterday, and I was listening to it in the living room, and my wife Julie, who you met at lunch all those years ago, said that she wanted me to replay the album over at dinner, so we got a second listen to it.
Ah, that's great.
And I was quite struck by the diversity of it. I mean, you've always covered a number of genres. I think my favorite album of yours is still Temptation, the Tom Waits
nice
album.
Nice choice.
But this one's up there. But so I noticed. I mean, what a range of songs. You've got everything from Elvis to Gil Evans, from Jefferson Airplane to David Mann and Red Evans, Henry Mancini to Burt Bacharach and Hal David with Message to Michael, and you even have a more or less forgotten American imitation Brit invasion band called, which I must say I'd never actually heard of, even though I'm of an age to have heard from them, called Left Bank. And all of these songs that you put on originated with one of those composers or arrangers or singers. Kiss Me Quick was originally an Elvis song, I believe. Coming Back to Me was Jefferson Airplane.
That's right.
And so on.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So how did you pick the material? That's it.
Well, it isn't necessarily a through line of narrative. It's a through line of the music and conceptually so, you know. And we'll actually also I have to say, the title being Dark Moon, and there's a bunch of moon songs on it.
And
the moon has been a muse for me for a long time. I mean, as far as I can remember, in fact. And I'll tell you a little story, because I grew up in Nova Scotia and in Halifax. And this memory is from when I was like age 3 or 4 or something, really an early memory. And I remember I woke up in the night and I had the croup. We called it the croup. And it's like you know what the croup is?
Oh, absolutely. My parents were medical types and from Britain, and croup is very common over there. So.
Okay. Well, it was horrifying to my parents. I woke my parents up, and it was horrifying to them because it's this huge, loud barking cough is what it gives you, and a fever and stuff. So my mom, she crunched up an aspirin into some canned peaches so that I would eat it, and then my dad bundled me up in a bunch of blankets and stuff and put me on his shoulders and went outside, and to go for a walk. And I looked out. I had never seen 4 a.m. before, and I looked outside, and I was beguiled by the moon, absolutely blown away. And it was enchanting in every way, because the neighborhood was empty and black and only illuminated by the moon. It was the only thing that was bright. And I was also intrigued, because in the daytime the moon was invisible. How's that possible? That it's in the light, it's invisible, but in the dark, it's illuminated. So that was a mystery. And it was illuminating everything, and like all I could hear was the sound of my father's footsteps on the pavement. And I was looking around, and the beautiful Nova Scotia sea air was curing my croup and getting rid of it. And I remember my dad walking back, and it was so quiet, and my dad walking back to my house, and we got inside, and I was tired and I wanted to go to sleep. And I just thought, I have got the best secret. That's what I felt, because I had never seen, none of my friends or me had ever seen 4 a.m. before, and or the neighborhood empty or anything like that. And so it was, for me, the night, I'm still a night person like crazy, and the moon, as I say, has been a muse the whole time.
Well, yeah, for a small child, that would be quite an adventure. And I imagine the stars were pretty spectacular as well.
Absolutely.
So interesting you should talk about Croup and Halifax, because, of course, when my three children, who are now in their 30s, are adults, but when they were little, we were living in Halifax, and all three of them had Croup.
Oh, really?
I didn't think of taking them outside at 4 a.m, though, I don't think. But yeah, there are a lot of moon songs on this. The title of it is Dark Moon, and you've got Moon River on there, the Mancini track. And actually, let's give that track a listen to right now before we continue. Moon River.
Than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. Yeah. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend. Such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting around the bend, my huckleberry friend.
Great version of that. I really like that.
Thank you.
And, also, a song that's been done many times. I don't know if you've ever heard Claire Martin's version, the British jazz artist, but that's a lovely version.
Of what song? Oh, of which song are you referring to?
No Moon at All.
No Moon at All. Oh, yeah. Well, that I'll tell you that I don't know the Claire Martin version, but I'd like to hear it. But I. The thing about the moon songs on this record, too, is that they all don't use the moon in the traditional way that the moon is used in American songbook or in most. Yeah. For instance, No Moon at All. That usually the moon is something that is in songs, is something that is designed to enchant lovers and make them feel romantic and stuff. Whereas in No Moon at All, the people in the lovers in No Moon at All just want to have sex in the dark, and so they're glad.
Exactly.
They're glad that the moon isn't there because they're not. Yeah. Now they're less insecure. That's
yeah.
right. Yes, they won't get caught.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a break and give your version of No Moon at All a listen. This is Holly Cole, No Moon at All, from her new album, Dark Moon.
No moon at all, what a night. Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight and there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park and there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss will make it clear. Tonight is right and bright, moonlight might interfere. No moon at all. Above this is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. Atmosphere for inspiration, dear. One kiss will make it clear. Tonight is right and bright, moonlight might interfere. Now you're here, oh so near. Whisper dear in my ear. There's no moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all.
Yeah, no, it isn't. And of course, Moon River is, you know, lots of other resonances from, you know, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and it's not exactly a romantic. It's kind of a sad song.
I think it's a love song, but for me, when I say it, it's a love song that is from woman myself to my sense of adventure, not to another person, but to I'm in love. I'm enchanted and in love by the promise of what is to come, and I don't know what that is.
Yeah. So I was going to ask, one of the other additions to the band, obviously you're working with Aaron Davis again, and I noticed some of your other old bandmates are back. I think you've worked with George Coller on bass before,
yep.
And so, and John Johnson.
And Davide DiRenzo on drums. And Kevin Bright on guitars, too.
Right. But what about the guy from the Flecktones?
Howard Levy?
Yeah.
He actually played on my second record. And that's how I was first introduced to him. And then he played again on my third record. He played on my third record. That's what it was. Oh, there's so many records. Anyway, yeah. I fell in love with his playing so much that we toured with him a bit too. But he lives in Chicago, and he plays on No Moon at All. And I, you know, he at the very beginning of his solo, he quotes the Herb Alpert, the Tijuana Brass song, "A Taste of Honey," which really is funny. Which is a good example of his sense of humor.
You know, it's funny. I was listening to it and I thought I heard some, you know, quotation from somewhere, and I couldn't quite place it. So that's where it was.
It's an obscure quote, but it's a yeah. great one.
Well, that's one of the lovely things about jazz is when you get these little quotations, homages, and
they're like so, little in jokes and stuff.
You know? Sort of an Easter egg. Right?
Yeah, an Easter yeah. egg.
And then, of course, you had the Good Lovelies on there as well.
Yeah, well, they're on Dark Moon, and that song, you know, that song is a old country song, and And it has such innocent, beautiful poetry. And the Dark Lovelies, I didn't know of them, and somebody suggested them, and I thought, and I heard them and thought, wow, they are great. Yeah, they are. And so, and then when I was thinking of Dark Moon, I thought they would be ideal for that. And they were, their singing is very nuanced. And they have, they were like a total breath of fresh air at a good, and it was good timing because we were in the studio for 2 years doing this record. And I'm glad we took our time. But, you know, it's what it's like in the studio when you're in it all the time and there's no windows and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And you're with the same exact people for hours and hours and hours and days and weeks and years on end. The Good Lovelies came in and it was like, wow, it was a whole big different deal.
Yeah, I imagine they brought a different energy to it.
Yes, they did. And we hit it off like instantly. I hadn't even met them, you know, until we were in the studio.
You know, I can't say I actually do know what it's like in a studio in terms of recording, having never recorded a record of my own. I'm more on the broadcast side than the musician side, but have been in a broadcast studio for lengths of time, so I do get some sense. But I can imagine I know enough about music to.
There's not a lot of fresh air.
No. Well, we're coming up to the point where we have to take a halftime break for some public service announcements and promotion. So why don't we close out this half of the show with one song that we've just talked about, and that is Dark Moon, featuring the Good Lovelies with Holly Cole. We'll give that a listen, have our halftime break, and I'll be right back with more Dark Lessons on CFRC to wrap up our interview with Holly Cole.
Dark moon, away up high up in the sky, away up high up in the sky. Oh, tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Mortals have dreams of love's perfect schemes, but they don't realize that love will sometimes bring a dark moon. Dark moon, away up high up in the sky, away up high up in the sky. Oh, tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Dreams of love's perfect schemes, but they don't realize that love will sometimes bring a dark moon. Dark moon, away up high up in the sky, away up high up in sky. Oh, tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Oh, what is
cause your light withdraws? Is it because? Is it because? Is it because? Is it because I've lost my love?
She's lost her love.
2 out of 3 geese. 6 out of 7 seagulls. And this Transylvanian owl all agree that if they had their own radios, they would tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting just for you from Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. And just a quick word about our funding drive now in its last 3 weeks, extended from the end of December because of the additional 2-month window for getting a 2024 tax receipt. And if you haven't given, please consider giving by supporting the station through the CFRC Radio Queen's University website and clicking through to the Queen's University Advancement website. And that is the way you can get a wonderful little tax receipt for your donation that supports this program, all the other programs, supports salaries of our wonderful staff that help make the station run. And do consider giving, and thank you very much to the many of you who already have. Now we're going to go right back to our main part of the program today, and today's show, if you were listening to the first half, is all Canadian and indeed all Holly Cole. We last heard before the break Dark Moon, the title track from Holly's new album, and we'll now continue with the interview that I recorded just last week with Holly herself. Now, I noticed that you have self-produced this, and what's it like doing that as opposed to, say, going through a label?
Well, you have more control, obviously, if you do it yourself, and that's great. I love that, but it's a kind of exhausting thing, and sometimes you wonder if your objectivity about your own performance is good. But I had the luxury this time, which you don't often have, this time of time. So we did it over the course of 2 years, and so I had a time to distance myself, and so I was able to wear both hats and be happy about it. You know, that both hats meaning producing as well as performing.
Now, you had somebody else engineer it and mix it, I assume?
Yes, that's right. Jeff Wilpert, yeah, at Desert Fish. And he's great. He actually, that was another full circle thing, because he produced, he engineered my first record. So,
Don't Smoke in Bed?
No, it was actually a Christmas record. It was a
Christmas
record.
Christmas one, 1989.
Yeah, it was, I guess it was then, yeah. Jeez.
Huh. So, would you do that again, or was that just kind of a once in a?
No, I've done that. I've produced a few of them, so this isn't the first time, and I would definitely do it again. It depends on the kind of record, you know. If it was going to be a record that had production style that I was unfamiliar with, then I wouldn't produce it myself.
Right. So, what's next?
Well, we're going to be touring a bunch this year. We're going back to Japan in March. We haven't been there since we were there during the earthquake and the tsunami.
Wow.
Yeah, that was awful. Really awful.
I bet it was.
And terrifying and stuff. But everybody was all right. We were, at least. But we haven't been back yet since then. So that'll be the first time back, which is great, because we toured there a lot, and we have friends and a lot of fans and friends and stuff there. So that'll be great. Yeah. It's, pardon me?
I love Japan. I was just saying, it's one of my favorite countries that I've been to a couple of times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And great listeners, too, I got to say. They really are great listeners. Yeah. So we go to Japan in March, and then we are doing some gigs in Ontario, and although not Kingston.
Oh.
And then, yeah, I know. Well, not this round, but we will be. We will be soon. We're the closest.
Coming anywhere near Belleville or Ottawa?
Peterborough.
Well, that's sort of near. Actually, I go to Peterborough a couple of times a year, but
right.
I'll have to watch for the date.
We'll be in Peterborough in April, and then in July, we do some other things. But and then in July, at the Montreal Jazz Festival.
Oh,
on July 2nd.
Okay.
And it's one of my very favorite places to play anyway, because we cut our teeth there, essentially. We grew up playing at the Montreal Jazz Festival before I even had a manager or a record deal or anything.
Right.
We were playing at the Montreal Jazz Festival. Yeah.
Right. So I know your time is limited. So I think we talked about the record. The record, by the way, folks, is called Dark Moon. And anything else you'd like to add, Holly, before we sign off?
Oh, you know, I wish I what I'll say is that we're going to come to Kingston soon, because we're due to come there. And I always have such a great, I have great gigs there. So I always want to come back.
Well, we'll very much look forward to that. I've been talking to Holly Cole, one of Canada's most distinguished jazz chanteuse and the self-producer of her latest record, her 13th, which is entitled Dark Moon and has just been released, I think, just like last week.
That's right.
Okay, so it's a terrific record, and in the course of today's program, we will be hearing some of the tracks from that. So, Holly, thanks very much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That was a lot of fun. It's always great chatting to vocalists and artists on this show, and I really enjoy chatting to Holly and talking about the new album. We will hear two or three, if I can squeeze them in, more tracks from Dark Moon, Holly Cole's new album. But talking to her made me think about some of her early music, so I want to play a track that's always been a favorite of mine from one of her earliest albums. I think it was her second or third record, and the record was called Don't Smoke in Bed. And this is a track entitled Don't Let the Teardrops Rust Your Shining Heart.
As the dawn broke on your room,
Holly Cole, Don't Let the Teardrops Rust Your Shining Heart, and that was from her fourth album, actually. I did a little quick check, and the album was called Don't Smoke in Bed, and it came out in 1993. Well, let's go back to some very new music and the brand new album, Dark Moon. We'll continue with the longest album on the record, and that is the Burt Bacharach Hal David composition, Message to Michael, and it's also been done as Message to Martha with the gender change. First person to do it was Dionne Warwick back in 1966, so there have been a few other versions since. Let's hear Holly Cole's version from, again, the new album, Dark Moon, Message to Michael.
To Michael, tell him I miss him more each day. As his train pulled out down the track, Michael promised he'd soon be coming back. Oh, tell him how my heart just breaks in two since he journeyed far. Kentucky bluebird, yeah, fly away and take a message to Michael, message to Michael. Ask him to start for home today. When you find him, please, well, let him or poor, I will always love him so.
The Hal David Burt Bacharach composition Message to Michael, done from Holly Cole's new album Dark Moon. Let's go to an artist who I mentioned earlier in the show when chatting with Holly Cole, and that is the great Canadian pianist and arranger Gil Evans, most famous, of course, for his many compilations with Miles Davis in the late 50s and early 60s. Evans died in 1988. One of his later albums was entitled Where Flamingos Fly. So let's hear Holly Cool's version of the title track from that, Where Flamingos Fly.
Flamingos fly, where the sun hangs low in a ruby sky, and the surf at night sings a lullaby. Well, I think I'll go where flamingos fly. That's the place for me, where the waving palms kiss a sultry sea, and a million stars light the velvet sky. Yes, I think I'll go where flamingos fly. For flamingos know where the storms all cease, where the soft winds blow, and the world's at peace. Say it's there I know, that my heart won't sigh, for I've got to go where flamingos fly.
Holly Cole and Where Flamingos Fly, a Gil Evans composition. We've got time for one more track. As I mentioned, this album is really eclectic in terms of its selection of source music. And so let's hear from Holly's version of a Jefferson Airplane psychedelic track from the mid-60s called Coming Back to Me.
Thank you.
breath too long. The winter looked the same as if it had never gone. And through an open window where no curtain hung, I saw you. Between the pages of a look, the shape of sleepy music, and suddenly you're hooked. Through the rain, upon trees, kisses on the run. I saw you. I saw you. I saw you. And overlooking the shore, I realize I've been there before. The shadow in the mist could have been anyone, but I saw you.
Was Holly Cole's version of the Jefferson Airplane song Coming Back to Me. And that will do it for today's program. Today's show has been all about Holly Cole, specifically about Holly's brand new album, Dark Moon, that just came out about 10 days ago. And we heard several different tracks from the album, along with an interview with Holly herself. Now, next week, we will be on to our annual cycle of Juno Award nominees. The nominations, in fact, come out tomorrow, Tuesday, February the 11th. I'm keenly waiting to see which songs are nominated in the jazz and blues and folk categories. And over the next 2 to 3 weeks, we will profile those artists and those songs in the run-up to the Junos, which are going to be held at the very end of March. You've been listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. I'll be back with more next week. Meantime, it's still cold. We're in February, so keep warm and stay safe.
Bruce Kuwabara.